Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Ziaul Raushan with you on Money FM 89.3, and I'm joined by Danco in the studio for Money and Me. Dan, you doing okay?
Good morning, Raushan. Great to be here with you.
Now, it looks like we aren't seeing an end to the tug of war between inflation and recession in the United States as the Federal Reserve sticks to its hawkish stance on interest rate hikes. In fact, just recently, the Feds had raised their interest rates by 75 basis points for the fourth time this year. Parts of corporate America are already feeling the pain as the U.S. Federal Reserve continues to raise rates. This has led to many economists around the world to believe that a U.S. recession is inevitable as long as the Federal Reserve attempts to bring inflation back to its targeted 2%.
So against this backdrop, how might a U.S. recession affect us here in Singapore? And how can investors turn this challenge into an opportunity? Well, to help us tackle these questions and more, we are happy to invite on the show Steve Davis, the founder and CEO of Javelin Wealth Management. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, Steve. Great to have you with us. Now, there's plenty to talk about, so let's get stuck in right away. Now, the U.S. has already reported two consecutive quarters of negative growth in the first two quarters of 2022, what some consider a technical recession. So first off, what do you think the next recession is going to possibly look like? Would you say we are headed for a deep recession or a shallow one?
Well, at present, I think the best guess is that it's going to be a shallow one, but that's very much subject to the Federal Reserve's progress in bringing inflation under control. They're obviously doing that through some pretty chunky interest rate increases, as we've seen recently.
Mm.
If inflation remains persistent, then interest rates are obviously going to have to go higher than the current peak expectation of 5% or so. But it has to be said that yesterday's CPI data out of the U.S. was a pleasant surprise, coming in a bit lower than expected.
Mm. Right. According to Goldman Sachs Group's top economist, there's a possible path for the U.S. economy to avoid a recession despite the Federal Reserve's aggressive tightening of interest rates. CPI index, like you mentioned as well, was released yesterday, revealed an increase of 0.4%, lower than expected 0.6%. And this drove positive sentiments all across the global market. So what do you make of this, and is a recession truly inevitable?
I think a recession certainly seems likely, if not necessarily in the US, then certainly in other parts of the world, notably Europe, where it's not only about commodity price pressure and energy costs, but it's also about labor costs, which are starting to get really embedded in price expectations. So that's pretty negative. Do I think that a recession is avoidable in the US? Probably not. We've seen interest rates come up from basically zero to now expectations in excess of 5%, and 30-year mortgages have gone through the roof. So that's going to start feeding through into consumer pressure.
Right. Then how do you see the effects of a U.S. recession affecting us here in Singapore, especially given our export dependency in our open economy?
It'll have an effect for exactly that reason, because Singapore, as you quite rightly say, is very open and very export-focused.
Yep.
But it's also true that Singapore is benefiting from a bit of a counter-cyclical shift in investment assets from elsewhere in Asia, China, Hong Kong, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that does have a positive effect. And that's one of the reasons why the Singapore government remains very focused on keeping property prices under control, for example.
All right, then what about the possibility of a recession here in Singapore then?
I think that any recession is going to be milder than would be the case in either Europe or if there is one in the US.
Right.
That's primarily because we don't have the same level of indebtedness, so the sensitivity to interest rates is not as great, plus the fact that if and when China finally comes out of its zero COVID policy, you're going to see a big jump up in Asian-based demand as well.
Excellent insight, Steve. Now, if you're just joining us, welcome along to Money FM 89.3. It's Money and Me, and we're in conversation with Steve Davis, founder and CEO of Javelin Wealth Management. Now, just to give you a bit of a background, Javelin is a Singapore-based wealth management company that advises wealthy individuals and their families. Steve himself has lived in Singapore since the late 1980s and has previous experience as a broker and investment banker specializing in Asian equities. And Steve, that's exactly why I'm very excited about what we're going to be talking about next. Tips to build wealth during a recession. Even amid inflation and recession worries, top-ranked advisors have said there are opportunities to build wealth. So Steve, talk to us about the how investors can turn this challenge into an opportunity. I mean, are there reasons to be optimistic?
There are always reasons to be optimistic. I mean, we're still in very, very choppy markets, but let's go back to, say, 2008, 2009, when the markets bottomed. There were still people who were forecasting severe downturns from there, but in fact, they then recovered by around about 50% in the remainder of 2009. And the things that bounced were obviously, surprise, surprise, exactly the things that had been sold down most aggressively up to that point.
Right. So then which industries or markets do you think can have the highest potential to grow from the current turbulence that we're faced with?
Yeah, so I think firstly we start with those which are interest rate sensitive. So that means bonds, probably real estate investment trusts, REITs. All of those have been hit pretty hard this year because of the concerns about the effect of rising interest rates.
Yep.
Those are going to be the ones that bounce quickest. So that's probably where you're going to see your gapping up opportunities, I think.
Okay, now we've talked about the good stuff. Good cop, bad cop. Dan was the good cop talking about good stuff. I'm the bad cop. We need to talk about what sectors to avoid. Where are you looking, Steve?
Well, I still think that you've got to be very brave to be investing too much in Chinese equities at the moment. Government policy still remains, unfortunately, very opaque. They're still working their way through zero COVID, and that's still having a negative effect on the economy. Plus, the regulatory environment is still very uncertain. So, yes, Chinese equities have been sold down a very, very long way. So there are some opportunities, but you've got to be cautious and you've got to be very clear about what it is that you're investing in.
Right. Perhaps let's dive a little deeper into it. And what are potential assets to hold in the current inflationary environment and perhaps a potential recession as well?
The interesting one that has not performed terribly well so far this year has been gold, and that's primarily because of the real strength of the US dollar.
Right.
We're starting to see gold beginning to perform a little bit better as the US dollar is beginning to weaken. So that's a good one to look at. I also think that there are other areas that you can have a look at within the Asian region. Vietnam, for instance, again, has been hit really hard this year, primarily on domestic issues, corruption scandals and things like that, but actually the effect of those on the economy and the broader market are quite limited. So once things begin to stabilize, terrific opportunities there too.
All right, Steve, now what do you think are some common pitfalls of investors during a recession? And please give us some advice. What can we do to avoid these mistakes?
Well, the most advice that I give people at times like this is turn off the TV and turn off the radio.
Bad advice. Oh, don't take it from Steve. Listen to us. No, I'm kidding.
So the core point is that, if you've got an investment strategy, stick to it. If circumstances have changed, look at it logically. See what it is about those circumstances that have been changed and make adjustments accordingly. But avoid the big moves. And most importantly, try and avoid panic selling into the bottom because you're definitely going to miss the opportunity for a rebound. So play the long game and just look for the horizon rather than what's in front of your feet.
So, Steve, I'm going to take a step back now and to talk about the comparison between Asian equities and U.S. equities. So I believe that you have quite a bit of experience trading U.S. equities since 1980s, right? One of my questions to you here is, how do you think they perform in a time of a recession or an inflationary environment? And would you suggest us to perhaps limiting our exposure in the U.S. equities?
Yeah, I'm going to equivocate and give you a yes and no answer on that one. Number one is that you always have to have an exposure to the U.S. market. It's such a big market. It's so liquid, and it so very much dictates the way that other markets around the world move.
Right.
So we can see that, typically speaking, being underweight U.S. Does tend to be a painful experience. So always maintain a solid minimum exposure, typically through an S&P index or something of that sort of nature, which is going to give you the broad exposure to the big companies.
Okay.
Asia is more of a, I guess, tactical and time-based play. You're looking for exposure to rising consumer demand, the strength of the domestic economy. That's been hit quite hard.
Yep.
I think probably positioning yourself into Asian equities ahead of 2023 could be a good trade for next year, but it really all depends on the inflation data and the interest rate profile coming out of the U.S.
Right.
Right, Steve. Now, we just want to gather your final thoughts on surviving a recession. All things considered, how do we assess investment opportunities in times of extreme volatility, volatility is a word we use a lot in the past few weeks. So how do we assess investment opportunities?
Well, I think you've got to be aware of what I call the bathtub phenomenon. So if you fill up a bath and you pick it up at one end, all the water's going to slosh away from you to the other end. Mm. As soon as you put it down, it sloshes backwards. So you have to be aware of the fact that liquidity moves in both directions. At the moment, people are taking liquidity out of the market. But as things stand right now, international fund managers are sitting on some of their highest cash weightings that they have since the global financial crisis of 2008-09. When that money comes back in, markets will benefit and markets will rise. It's just a question of when. So In the meantime, make sure you're being positioned reasonably well for that. Take advantage of those down days. We're probably going to see a little bit more downside maybe in the first quarter of next year as some of these economic data come out. But look for the good stuff and look to buy it cheap.
Before we end off this interview, do you have any other factors that we need to be aware of when making investments as well during a recession?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the core thing is that avoid leverage. So it's something that Asian-based investors do like a lot. But The thing about leverage is that that doesn't change in value. It just goes up unless you pay off the debt.
Yep.
And if you're securing that against an asset, that asset value is going down and it's going to cause you pain. So try and keep that either at zero or as low as you can possibly imagine, because otherwise, it's going to cause you a lot more stress than you deserve.
Excellent insight, Steve. Thank you so much for making time for us this Friday morning.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you, Steve. Now, we've been speaking to Steve Davis, founder and CEO of Javelin Wealth Management.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.